News. I'm Ben Thomas. It's looking like another evening of protest in L.A. against Trump administration immigration raids. President Trump defended his deployment of the National Guard and U.S. Marines in a speech at Fort Bragg marking the 250th anniversary of the U.S. Army.
Generations of Army heroes did not shed their blood on distant shores only to watch our country be destroyed by invasion and third world lawlessness here at home, like is happening in California.
L.A. Mayor Karen Bass.
People have asked me, what are the Marines going to do when they get here? That's a good question. I have no idea.
That audio courtesy ABC 7 Los Angeles. On Capitol Hill, former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi noted President Trump was reluctant to call in the National Guard during the January 6th Capitol riot.
Something is very wrong with this picture. Inconsistent in his actions.
In other news, President Trump signaling an end to the Federal Emergency Management Agency.
The president has been critical of FEMA. During the campaign, he spread misinformation about it in North Carolina in the wake of Hurricane Helene.
We want to wean off of FEMA.
Last month, the president pushed out the acting head of FEMA, Cameron Hamilton, after he testified before Congress.
I do not believe it is in the best interest of the American people to eliminate the Federal Emergency Management Agency.
Okay. The plan is for disaster management to be handled by states.
If a certain state, as an example, gets hit by a hurricane or tornado, that's what a governor, you know, a governor should be able to handle it. And frankly, if they can't handle it, the aftermath, then maybe they shouldn't be governor.
The president says the phase out of FEMA will start after the end of hurricane season, November 30th. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The World Bank's sharply downgraded its forecast for global economic growth, citing trade wars, but stocks drifted higher on Wall Street, says Sutel has closing numbers.
The S&P 500 rose 0.5%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 105 points. It's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.6%.
This is AP News. A full slate of games in the major leagues today. Last night, Gethin Coolbaugh reports baseball's most highly regarded prospect made his debut at Fenway Park.
The Roman Empire is officially underway in Boston.
It was awesome.
The Red Sox called up Major League Baseball's top prospect, outfielder Roman Anthony, before Monday's series opener against the Rays. Anthony got the start in right field and hit fifth, going 0-for-4 with an RBI groundout in his long-awaited big league debut.
It was nice to finally just take the field and forget about all the outside noise and just be able to take a feel with the guys.
Anthony's team was defeated 10-8 in 11 innings. The promotion of the second-round pick in the 2022 amateur draft came 2 days after Anthony slugged a 497-foot grand slam in the minors.
My goal here is, you know, now that I'm here, just to try and help this team win. So just someone who goes out there and you know, tries to give it their all every single day.
Gethin Coolbaugh, Boston.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.